We're rising.
Ignition sequence start.
We're rising.
Joy FM. Oh, what's today?
Today is Wednesday,
25th. You kind of have to look and orient yourself because it's just all crazy. But we're another day.
Mm-hmm.
The sun's coming up. We're all still breathing.
We got cakes on the grill.
We're all still here. What do you have on the grill?
Cakes on the griddle. You were quoting
John Denver.
Oh, okay.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Sun's coming up. I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny riddle.
Hey, right
Thank
now,
God I'm a country boy.
Yes. Well, we hope that I hope that you're up and doing well this morning. I did see a lot more people on the road this morning coming in, which was odd for me.
I know. Mm-hmm. It is odd.
Because it's just been me and the truck drivers for the last week or so.
Yeah.
But
states are still open that we serve. Yeah, There's certain places that are under shelter-in-place restrictions within our three-state listing area. We understand that.
Yeah.
But we're all still supposed to be social distancing.
Yes.
So it makes me a little nervous in one sense to
see people.
More people on the roads.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we're still doing what we're supposed to be doing so that doesn't get worse. On the other hand, maybe people are adjusting to it and figuring out what they can do, or maybe people are you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. And it's also one of those things where we went for another walk. I've seen more people out walking in the last week and a half than I have in years. And it's funny because you'll pass them. We have walking trails. I mean, it's wider than a sidewalk. It's probably 2.5 sidewalk distance, the walking trails. And you see people, like when you approach like another family, you just kind of, you know, one goes to the grass over here, one goes to the grass over here, and you just smile and say, 6 feet, 6 feet. But last night we were walking and talking and just trying to do the math in our heads, like I'm sure everyone is, because we're like, okay, this really feels, even though we're in week two, it kind of really feels like the first real week, because last week, you know, I think the whole social distancing, for sure it started last week, but it just really feels like we're into it this week.
Yeah, it was a week of adjustment last week.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. And so then you start thinking, okay, so if it's 14 days from here and da 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 da, and so we were trying to figure all that out last night, and I said, here's the thing, it'll probably take us up to Easter, and then we'll just rise with Jesus on Sunday morning. We'll rise, be able to come out of our houses.
Oh,
birds will be singing.
That's a lot of people's hope. Yeah, of course, Easter Sunday is going to be different.
It is
for a lot of. I mean, there's Easter is one of the biggest church attendance days of the year, if not the biggest.
If you think about it, we've been having Easter the last 2 weeks. Easter numbers.
Right.
Online. Yeah.
But you got Christmas and Easter are your two biggest days. And Christmas doesn't always fall on a Sunday, but Easter does. So Easter is about the biggest. And then you got sunrise services and things like that. All of these plans changing because of this virus.
Is it crazy to say, I am eager to see what God is going to do at Easter Sunday this year. There's just something in me that says, won't he do it? Whatever that is, won't he do it?
Keep that
won't
focus.
He
That's
do
good.
It?
That's a good way to look at it.
I feel like it's going to be very, very different. But man, I think it's going to be good, whatever it is.
Well, one of the things that we are wanting to do during this time is to create new opportunities to build community, and we call community shared hearts and not shared sidewalks.
That's right.
And so after the show today, we just talked about this a little bit off air.
Yeah, that's what you actually told me to talk about, and I talked about everything.
Everything else.
Is that why you're sitting over there nervous? You kept waiting for me to get to it?
No, I just haven't had my second cup of tea yet.
We're going to do a 10-10 check-in after the show today, 9-10 Central.
Yeah, so this will be an opportunity for us to be FaceTime with you on our socials, Facebook at The Morning Cruise and Instagram at The Morning Cruise. And we'll do that after the show. Another 10-10 check-in today.
That'll be good.
The latest breaking news is that Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19, which is interesting. That puts the royal family at risk.
Yeah.
So, what?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the queen.
Yes.
She is not a young queen anymore.
Well,
he's not a young queen.
Either.
So, you know, they're in that high risk
we're just
category.
Seeing that come through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's so funny, just the roller coaster that you find yourself on, because Sunday, watching church online, a couple different services, you come in Monday, it's like, we got this. We're going to be fine. Da, 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 da. And then Tuesday, still good. I have found last Wednesday, this Wednesday, I don't know, you just start watching the
news.
Your
momentum has kind of slowed down a little bit.
Well, the news is relentless
on
this.
It is relentless. I have intentionally not watched it the last two nights just because I need a break from it. But yeah, you see Prince Charles, and there's going to be other notable, people who contract this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just really praying by this time next week, there's just, you see, no new cases or only three new cases.
Some
or just,
kind of light at the end of the tunnel.
Curve gets flattened.
That flattened curve. Isn't it crazy, too, the number of phrases that we are now going to have in our vocabulary? Flatten the curve.
Social distancing.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually learned for the first time ever a week and a half ago what a weenus was.
No.
Oh, weenus?
I always get the idea. For those of you who, like Carmen, are unaware, that's the elbow. It's the skin.
The elbow. I had no idea.
Elbow.
Yeah. Avery, our engineer, came in and he's like, saying, bump my weenus. And I was like, what
Excuse
are
me?
You
I'd
talking
rather not.
About? I had
yeah.
no
your elbow
idea.
Right here.
Yeah,
right.
is
it's
your
a strange
weenus.
Term. Yeah.
You pull the skin on the elbow.
Right.
It's that skin.
I'm
going to
do a poll on Instagram here and ask. I have and I did a poll in the staff.
Yeah.
It was one of the, before we had to do the 6 feet, it was one of our last gatherings. And we're not doing that now, just FYI. Don't send texts and emails. But I took a poll around the room. I'm like, who knew that that was called a weenus?
We were about 50-50
weenus.
Split.
Yeah, and it was 50-50.
Yeah.
So you learn something new every day on the morning cruise if you didn't.
Some of it valuable.
Some of it not.
Some of it not as much.
We have a new podcast today. We, if you're just tuning in and saying, where's that coming from? We did a 10-10 check-in on Monday, and someone had asked about Off Air with Carmen, and I had hit pause on that just because it just felt, with everything that's going on, that didn't need to be a priority. I had Zach Williams on deck he was coming up, Natalie Grant was coming up, but it was all stuff that was recorded pre-pandemic. That's a weird way to say it. But so we just hit pause on it. And then when we did the 10-10 check-in the other day on Facebook Live and Instagram Live, had several people ask about Off Air with Carmen. And I mentioned that. And somehow, maybe someone said, maybe you could do one on fear and anxiety. I'm not sure how the topic came up. But we said, okay, we will try and do that. So yesterday after the show, I grabbed Dave and Bill, JR, who does afternoons in a portion of our listening area. And then Abby, my youngest, she was here working on some other things, and we just all got around the table. We didn't do it in my office on the couch, but we all got around the table here and just talked about fear and anxiety. And I'm telling you what, Bill, you knocked it out of the park yesterday, because we all came at it from different perspectives. Dave, your oldest, James, is dealing with anxiety, and you're loving him over FaceTime and talking with him and caring for him. JR, I don't know if, I'm sure he's probably talked about this on his show, but he deals with anxiety. He's had it his whole life. And Abby, she's in that group that, has had a job, thought it was going to be her first career job. It was in sports, working for the XFL.
One of the first to go.
Yeah. 3 weeks in, 3 weeks into this job, and boom,
there's a lot of people canceled.
So many people are in that. So we sat down and just talked about all those different perspectives. And if there's ever been a off-air podcast to share, I think this is the one. But I think we have a clip here. JR was sharing a little bit of what it feels like to have anxiety.
I feel like fear and anxiety cannot be negotiated with. They're like terrorists mm-hmm. or kidnapped. You can't say, hey, lighten up. Mm-hmm. You can't talk to them. Mm-hmm. They are who they are. They are bent on destroying you. And so the only thing that works is, like Dave was saying, with mm-hmm. scripture. I forget who was saying it the other day, but if you're trying to find land, you're on a boat and mm-hmm. you need something sturdy and stable, you don't look at another boat going, oh, there's a boat. Let me go to that guy. No, because that boat is affected by the wind and the waves just like you are. Mm-hmm. The only way to find stability mm-hmm. is finding something that is on land, which is in this case, scripture
yeah.
and God's presence. Those are two things that are not affected by wind and waves. They are sturdy.
I did hear years ago, and I think this is so good and it has stayed with me forever, worry and worship cannot exist in the same space. So I think you would almost have to, you'd have to intentionally say, I am choosing to worship in this moment. I love how JR just set that up as far as being a boat. You got to look for solid land. And then Bill, you just knocked it out of the park yesterday, just really giving folks some tangible things to do. And I want to play a little bit of that right now as well.
You're feeling breathless.
Yeah.
You're feeling this anxiety yeah. rise up.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing to do, snap, S-N-A-P. The first thing to do is stop. Stop what you're doing. Pause. Just take a pause for a minute. And the second thing is to notice, what are you feeling? What's going through your mind right now? How's your body feeling? Get in touch with how you're feeling. Now, this is where you take it a little differently than where Ian goes in that book. But I want to say that the A is access. Access the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Access the presence of God. As we as Christians have access to the Father, bring those thoughts and feelings to Him. Call them out. Because I'm an Enneagram 6, and I tend to have this low-level fear that drives a lot of what I do, this last year, I started calling out some of those deep-seated fears. I'd literally be driving down the road and be anxious about something, and I would stop, notice it, and I would say, Lord, there it is. I'm feeling this fear. I'm tempted to act in this way because I'm feeling this anxiety and I want to act this way. So I'm calling it out. I would do this with anger as well. Anger sits on the other side of fear oftentimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I would be driving down the road, usually I have these prayers in the car and I would say, Lord, there's the anger. I don't want this anymore. Christ died for this. Christ died in order to free me from the fear, free me from the anger that I'm feeling right now. So call it out. Access the presence of God in prayer. Natalie Grant has that song, mm-hmm. Your Presence is My Weapon.
Yeah.
This is kind of an application of that. You have access. And then the fourth thing is to pray. Pray and praise. You said it in this yeah. in this podcast, Carmen.
Worry and worship
can't exist in the same space.
Mm-mm.
So take that strategy, this mm-hmm. holistic strategy.
It's really
if you
good.
Need a counselor, get a counselor. If you need meds, get the right meds.
Yeah.
Every bit of this is a biblical, holistic mm-hmm. approach to fighting fear and anxiety.
Wow. I feel like we all owe him, like, I don't know, $80 copay. Exactly. That's a copay right there.
I don't know. I think we've paid our tuition over the years.
Yeah, so exactly. It's for sure interesting. We keep saying that it's interesting times. It's anxious times. This is in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. And it just can bring about all sorts of emotions. Anxiety and fear are at the top of the list. And you may not struggle with anxiety and fear, but you may love someone who does, or it may bring out some anxious feelings. And when you typically aren't a fearful person, we did a podcast yesterday, just sat down and had a really honest conversation. JR was as transparent and honest. And I've seen that side of him because I work with him, but he was really, really vulnerable in this podcast yesterday. And Dave, you shared some things about James. Abby shared. Bill, you gave us a action plan, which was so good. I just want people to hear this. If you're feeling this, and you can find podcast on Apple and you can find it on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and then also at thejoyfm.com. But I do want to ask this, and it's so weird. This is a new ball game for me, doing the off air with Carmen. But if you give it, please, a 5-star review if you feel that way. Or if you comment on it, leave a review. That's what makes it more searchable or discoverable from people outside of the Joy FM listening area. So if you feel led to do that.
I'll say it was my privilege to listen to most of the podcast and then gather my thoughts and then share. And what you'll get listening to everybody sharing their perspective is so good. It is so worth your time to hear this. No kidding. Right now, for this moment, don't miss Off Air with Carmen. Now you know the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic. You may know the difference between a respirator and a ventilator.
I don't.
Respirator is used to protect a person who's working in an area with chemicals or germs.
Okay.
But a ventilator is to help patients to breathe if they are not getting enough oxygen.
Okay, got it.
That's a ventilator.
Okay.
All right, so we've had to learn a bunch of stuff over these last couple of weeks. Just think about all the vocabulary that's been part of our world. From lockdowns to quarantines and isolation, social distancing, sheltering in place, flattening the curve. We all kind of know what that means. And I find it kind of entertaining, kind of interesting to think about the way that we use words. AP did a whole article on this. And John Kelly, who's a senior research editor at dictionary.com, one of my favorite sites, talked about the metaphors that are being used to describe this virus. Speaking of the virus, what do we call the virus? Do you call it coronavirus?
The virus is coronavirus, but the disease from the coronavirus is COVID-19.
You can call it COVID-19 or coronavirus, just to refer to it in everyday language.
Yeah.
It's also being called the Chinese virus.
Yes.
It's being called SARS-2, if you really want to be technical. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2. Some people are calling it the Ronies. She's got the Ronies. So, I mean, it's even what we call it is... has a lot of vocabulary interest there, but wartime metaphors are definitely being used. So President Trump has talked about defeating this. We will win. He's talked about the, quote, invisible enemy. But he's not the only one. Emmanuel Macron, president of France, has bluntly declared, quote, we are at war. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo equates ventilators to missiles in this battle that we're fighting. Some of the language that used to be used for nuclear fallouts being used for fighting the coronavirus. Lockdowns. If you work at a jail or prison, that means something quite different than it does.
Yep.
And when we first heard about lockdown, it was in the Wuhan province in China. And there
Ground zero.
Yeah. We were concerned about the way in which those things were working there. Public transit coming to a halt, monitors enforcing orders, keeping people inside, officials going door to door, searching for infected people to be forced into quarantine. And that image, I think, probably did cause fear in people's minds when we started talking about it in a situation where businesses, essential businesses, are remaining open. People are free to come and go, but are being asked to shelter in place. Oh, that metaphor, shelter in place, was something that was used in the atomic era. Something that's used by meteorologists when they talk about weather systems, violent weather coming through, shelter in place. And now we're talking about it in terms of the coronavirus and how we're responding to it. So what do we do with all this virus vocabulary? One of the things that we're trying to do is to communicate clearly. You use language in ways that help you to communicate not just facts, but sometimes emotion, and you're trying to help people to know what to do in certain situations. The most challenging language has come from public health officials. Like, how do you describe what they're asking all of us to do? If you sit 6 scientists around the table, they can refer to it in shorthand in their technical language, and they'll all get it just like that. But the public needs to know. So Dr. Anthony Fauci and others have really done an excellent job of helping the public to grasp some complicated concepts.
Have you seen that commercial?
I don't know if I have or not.
Yeah, it's good. It's he and the woman who's on the task force. She's the one that she led a lot of the AIDS, HIV, back when that was happening. Mm-hmm. And it's the Surgeon General, who I think he's great. But there's a commercial that they have out. It's like a PSA. Hitting that very thing. Hitting that thing. Talking about
flattening the curve is one of those things that we kind of get now, but that's a really complex epidemiological concept when it comes to this kind of stuff. but they've managed to make it intelligible to us. And the one that probably is going to be word of the year this year, there are a few toss-ups. What do you think it would be?
Social distancing. Social distancing. Or is do we have choices here?
Sure.
Oh, social. I think definitely social distancing.
Yeah.
What is another one?
I'm not
one?
Sure what another one would be.
I think that probably is it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was written in the article. Oh,
no,
okay.
Many see social distancing to be the greatest pandemic era addition to our vernacular yet.
Yeah.
Easily understood phrasing that's helped to communicate to millions that they need to keep a safe distance to avoid spreading the virus. That's the reality of the world we're living in, and you've learned all that in the last few weeks.
Bill was just giving us the quiz. Well, we're really wanting a quiz, just an update on how much vocabulary we've learned in the last couple of weeks.
We've become quite an expert. Mm-hmm.
Another one that we learned in the last several years that goes into mainly a tornado or hurricane relief, that kind of thing, is the Waffle House Index.
Right.
You are aware, we've talked about this, that when Waffle House is in full on open, you know, you can come in, dine, full menu is in effect, you're in Waffle House Index green. So everything is fine. Mm-hmm. When they limit the menu, well, now you're in yellow.
Uh-huh.
When they shut the store, that means
you better get out of town.
You better be looking for your storm shelter because this has gotten bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Waffle House has gone into Waffle House red in several areas.
So they've shut down, I guess. Well, they're not even doing takeout.
They have closed down 365 locations.
Ouch.
Now they still have 1,627 locations open. So you're still green in some areas, but you're red in others. And they actually posted the Waffle House Index red map so that you can see which Waffle Houses are closed and which Waffle Houses are open. But as soon as Waffle House started closing stores, Twitter went nuts because of the Waffle House Index.
Yes, right. Of course.
So multiple states are issuing Waffle House Index red.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will say that there's a sad part to this, and this hourly workers, you know, are the ones being hurt the hardest right now. The folks that are having
the whole restaurant industry,
I know,
among
the
others,
service industry,
yeah,
the entertainment
industry. Yes,
some that are in parts of the industry in Nashville that we're part of, and I mean, and this is the thing, and I would just ask Christians, just 2 seconds, pray for our Congress.
Yes.
They need to get their act together.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need to get their act together and do what's right for the American people and stop playing.
1 o'clock in the morning,
games.
They did actually pass at least one relief bill.
Yes.
So that's one good thing.
Yeah.
I will say this about the service industry again. Last night, we actually ordered takeout
to
support local business.
Mm-hmm.
Those people looked so like I have never seen the takeout people at this restaurant so overworked and a little bit overwhelmed.
Oh, goodness.
Because that's the only way they can feed people right now. So the takeout is just constant. But they were doing their best. And I mean, we got our order pretty quickly. It came home. It was fine. It was, everything was right.
Mm-hmm.
Yelp has also put something on to try and help local businesses too, where you can actually donate to local businesses through a GoFundMe on Yelp right now.
I love that.
So
that's
people
good.
Trying to take care of people.
Yes, I love it.
And we all need to be in that mode from the top to the bottom as much as we can.
And not everyone can be generous right now. I mean, not everyone can give. I mean, people are losing their jobs right and left. But for those that can,
there's no better time.
Yeah, and be as generous as you can for sure.
I still believe that movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Opened the weekend that Corona really kind of took off.
Ugh.
It was number one for a day.
Yeah.
It finished number two or number three for the weekend, and then they closed all the theaters. So they're talking about possibly making this available for home.
Oh, that's good.
In the not too distant future.
Oh, no, it's going to, I've got details. I'll get that in a couple of minutes because it is going to be this weekend.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Good.
Can we laugh for a couple of minutes?
I'll set the timer.
I'm always hesitant to do this because if there's feedback that I get on a regular basis, it's, you know, that I laugh too much, that I'm too serious. I need to be more serious. I know.
Good night.
But y'all, this is
what do you think
just...
this is, a divine comedy or something? Oh yeah, actually, all of history is actually a divine comedy. Huh.
Bill,
I think God might
laughter
like it.
Dries the bones.
Ooh,
oh wait a minute, no, I got that backwards. Laughter's the medicine.
Medicine.
Right.
No,
I'm
just.
Sorry.
I do. I get. Anyway, there's. Anyway, we'll move on past that. I do laugh a lot. I'm sorry if that looks like I don't take things seriously. I take things very seriously. But laughter is one thing that just gets me through. My family, we always laugh in the hardest circumstances. And I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. So I do apologize.
It's a gift.
Well,
stop apologizing. Help us.
So here's the thing, y'all. I have watched this no less than 10 times. So yesterday afternoon, Becca, my girlfriend Becca, she sent me Haley and Abby a link and said, watch this right now. Haley had already seen it. I had not seen it yet. Got home late last night, and have y'all seen, let's just say, it's making its rounds. It is viral. This thing's probably more viral than Corona right now. It is making its rounds. Have y'all seen the Zoom call blunder?
No.
No! Oh, no. My gosh!
Hitch has.
Okay, Hitch, y'all.
Hitch is laughing.
Okay, so here's the deal. Zoom calls are becoming the thing. I'm doing one tonight with my girlfriends. We're going to have a girlfriend
time. Did one
time.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we're doing the Zoom call. So that's what everyone's going to. And if you're not used to doing Zoom conference calls, it's a whole new protocol. So everyone has cameras on their laptops and they're sitting doing this. Well, poor Jennifer. Poor Jennifer. Oh my gosh, poor Jennifer.
What did she do?
You see, let me see how many times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people are on this Zoom call. You see Jennifer get up from her desk or table or whatever, and she's walking through her house. Jennifer has to go to the bathroom. Jennifer sets her laptop down on the bathroom floor, probably to stay in the call so she can hear.
Mm-hmm.
And she Jennifer, just forgets about the camera.
It's a video call.
She forgets about the camera. Y'all, it's everywhere. Go Google it right now. We'll put it at themorningcruise.com.
Can I ask you a question?
It's
among the nervous ones
in the audience? You can be nervous, y'all.
Is it family friendly?
Well, I mean, you do see the side of her leg.
Okay.
I mean, so, but y'all, honestly, it's everywhere. Like, it's everywhere. Y'all are probably the last two people on earth, honestly, who haven't seen it or heard about it. It is so hysterical. There's one guy on the call. The rest are women. But just to see their expressions, there's a screenshot I have at yahoo.com right now. There's a screenshot where they're covering their mouth like, oh gosh, she's forgot to turn off her camera. And then this sweet little guy on the call, he goes, I didn't say a thing. He just says that so nervously. And then one person's not seeing it because she's doing the talking and everybody's going, oh no, oh no, oh no. And they're like, she's like, what? And then someone goes, poor Jennifer. And then all of a sudden you just see the laptop. She just like goes away. It's making its rounds. It's comic relief in this crazy time. I'm so sorry if people don't want to laugh right now. But if you do want to laugh, go watch it. It is hysterical. Let's go to a song,
Hitch,
come back. We'll get Dave and Bill's reaction.
Stick a link on themorningcruise.com for us.
Yeah.
Toby Mac on the edge of my seat.
There's another vocabulary word.
Just going to leave that right there.
Oh,
poor Jennifer.
Poor Jennifer.
I'd be horrified.
Oh, you would be, Bill. You would, listen,
would
Bill, you would be
horrified.
Begging Jesus just to take you home. You would never recover from this.
I know. I would have to move to Antarctica and find an outpost down there somewhere that has no video.
Everybody know, for the nervous Nellies in the audience that's like, why are you talking about that someone went to the restroom? It's real life. It's a conference call. They weren't, used to doing that. And it is not, when you ask if it was family friendly, you see the side of her leg. I mean, it's, tell people.
Yeah.
I know it makes you uncomfortable, but help me, because I'll be the one that people will come after.
No, well, here's the thing, though. If this were you, you'd post it.
Oh, 1,000%. Oh,
that's
my
the thing you have
goodness.
To know about
Carmen. Yes.
It's a gift to be able to laugh at yourself. It really is. And some of us have to learn how to do that after years. But it's amazing.
And her coworkers are like,
the coworkers kept it together
when you see them cover their mouth. And then the sweet guy, he goes, I saw nothing.
Yeah.
It's, and then she realizes it. She's like, oh my goodness, there's a camera on there. And so
she leaves the call pretty quickly.
She leaves it and she shifts the laptop around. But it's not, I can totally see being engrossed in the meeting and going, I gotta go.
I'm surprised this has not happened more
often.
With as connected as we are. It's
bless
you just
heart.
Take
Poor
it for
Jennifer.
Granted.
This will be something at the end of the year when we're doing the week between Christmas and New Year's, when they do like the 2020 wrap. Obviously coronavirus is gonna be up there at the top. But I think this video will be the video of the year. It's hilarious. Quick note, just for everyone who's listening, that video was posted by Jennifer in that camp. Like, Jennifer is the one that just
put herself out there on the World Wide Web.
Yes, it's everywhere. Jennifer, so you can tell she's got a great sense of humor about it.
Yeah. Another video that's posted that's going to be available for your family. You mentioned this a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to follow up real quickly and let folks know that the theatrical run of I Still Believe cut short because of the coronavirus, but will be available across all platforms on premium video on demand starting March 27th. Today's the 25th. Along with some other films. I Still Believe is the award-winning Christian singer Jeremy Camp's story of love to Melissa. And
no
the story
spoilers.
That
Don't
unfolds. I'm not going to tell you any more about that. But it's really worth the watch. And at this time, just knowing since we've seen the film, it could be very inspirational for your family. And it's really well done.
Been talking about the blessing and curse of technology and new ways to do things. People doing online church, people doing video conferencing that aren't used to video conferencing and somehow forget that they're video conferencing. We just talked about that.
Mm-hmm. But you got to have a good sense of humor,
you know, these days. That's part of what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because this happened out of Italy, and this is another example of people who are just not used to using technology in these ways, but are trying to use it to help people out during this particular time. Italy is one of the toughest hit places right now with the coronavirus. And an Italian priest decided to do what many churches have done.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go live with a mass on Facebook. He just didn't realize that the Facebook filters were on.
Filters like...
Right.
Like Snapchat filters, like the kind
Pretty
that put
much.
Layers on you and little hearts on your cheeks. And
so during the mass, he is seen wearing a space helmet, lifting weights, wearing a hat and sunglasses.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the filter just kept cycling.
Cycling, yeah.
And he had no idea it was happening until after he had completed the entire mass. The video went viral, and this was his quote.
What?
Even a laugh is good.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
So right now, you know, I mean.
And I want to be sensitive to that. We were just talking about this off air. But people just respond differently in times of, in hard times. And there's not one that's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Truly not. I
don't begrudge others though being able to laugh. Right?
And at the same time, I want to be super sensitive to those that they just don't want to hear it right now.
Right.
You know, so it's a tough road to navigate even for us, because we have people that they truly read me a scripture and just, you know, and that's good. I'm reading the scriptures. And then there are others that it's like, we're getting it everywhere. Can you just be an oasis for a couple of minutes and let's laugh? And so we're trying to do both. I'll just tell you, we're trying to do both. We're actually, this is way too much information, but we always log our shows, but we're even trying to look and say, okay, we laughed here. Let's be inspirational here. Let's, you know, give information here. Like, we're trying to be that strategic.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's too challenging times. I'll say this. We're going to let you hear a couple of clips from a podcast that we did yesterday.
Yeah.
If you are struggling with anxiety and fear right now,
mm-hmm.
couple of things. Check out Carmen's podcast. It just got posted at 4:00 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard Off Air with Carmen, wherever you get your podcasts, do that, because it's a great resource for just dealing with fear, anxiety right now.
You knocked it out of the park, Bill. As a matter of fact, let's go to a song, come back, and let's play a clip from JR, and then we'll
do that.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to let you know is that our prayer center is open 24/7.
Yep.
It's 877-800-PRAY, 877-800-7729. despite the inevitable video fails, a couple of which we have tried to chuckle at this morning, we have an opportunity to connect through technology in this moment of social distancing, and we're trying to take advantage of it. All of us are. But we're doing it here on the Morning Cruise in a couple different ways. One of them is called the 10-10 check-in. It's something we did Monday. We decided we'd do it again today.
Yeah.
Where we're going to come to you on the Joy FM Facebook page.
Yes.
And the Morning Cruise Instagram page.
Yeah.
At about 10:10 Eastern, 9:10 Central.
Make sure you make note of that, because we're going to do it from the Joy FM Facebook page, because we did it from the Morning Cruise on Monday. We're going to do it from the Joy FM. We have other stuff there, so we're going to spread out the content. And then, but the Morning Cruise Instagram.
Yes.
That's the differentiation.
So we would love for you to join us. It's just an opportunity to connect, to have a little FaceTime with you. We realize that folks are going through all kinds of different experiences at this moment. And just to be together in a way that we can with social distancing, this is good. I mean, we're doing it in churches and we're doing it here on the Morning Cruise. So make sure, if you don't follow us on Instagram, follow us at the Morning Cruise. And if you're not, if you haven't liked the Joy FM Facebook page, go to Facebook, The Joy FM, and like our page, and then we'll check in with you at about 10:10, 9:10 Central.
Just looked through my time hop today.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pictures like this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, today.
Today is the day. Today is Essie's gotcha day, or
it's
adoption,
the adoption day.
So I texted Nathan and I said, are you planning to do anything tonight or today to celebrate her adoption day? And he said, well, our options are a little limited, obviously.
Yeah.
But they are planning a little something to commemorate the day. It's hard this is one of those times where it's hard to, it's the normal life things that you want to try and keep going.
Yeah.
But it's those lifetime celebration moments that are harder to do. Bindi Irwin, Steve Irwin's daughter, the crocodile hunter. She was engaged last July, I think. And then when Australia started talking about lockdown, she and her fiance just went ahead and had like a last minute, let's get together and get this marriage thing done. Let's have the wedding before the lockdown comes in at midnight. And so, yeah, they put together the wedding a little ahead of schedule to beat the lockdown. And then people just blasted her on the web because you're not social distancing. Those people are entirely too close together. I mean, you're in sort of a no-win situation in some ways when you try to keep some normalcy. I've seen people do FaceTime weddings.
Yeah.
We got a wedding coming up at the end of May.
Yeah.
I mean, we're watching everything right now. I'm
sure
thinking about rehearsal dinner things. You know, we've got our rehearsal dinner thing is set up.
You get Chick-fil-A from the drive-thru and just all pick a different park bench.
We're almost at that point because, you know, the original plan is a set-aside part of a restaurant where they have private party kind of things.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you can't have an entire wedding party, social distancing,
at a restaurant.
In a restaurant, which isn't open in their dining area right now.
Right.
But then on the flip side, and you're right, I mean, we all have to. We all have to be smart and pray through this and try to make the best decisions. On the flip side, you know, Lord, please, Jesus, if this thing, you know, in the next few weeks, if we can flatten the curve and things are looking better and there's not any new cases and people are recovering from this by the end of May, and I'm always a cup half full kind of girl, but by the end of May, that having a rehearsal dinner,
hopefully it won't
would
be a deal.
Well, and that the restaurant they'd be so grateful for it for the business. It might be a huge blessing. So I'm going to keep praying and crossing my fingers for that, because you're talking the very end of May. So that's still 2 months away.
Yeah.
But then, you know, and then you hear people say, well, if you flatten the curve and it gets better, then people start resuming to their normal things. And then that's when the second wave comes.
Well,
we've heard about that too. And
let's pray against a second wave.
I know.
And that we'll be able to have a rehearsal and a wedding
and that
by the end of May.
Yes.
Bill's Big Word of the Day.
Lockdown is the big word of the day today. Again, it's one of those portmanteaus, those words that we make out of two words. It's a noun. You could use it as a verb as well, but I'm using it in the noun form, defining it that way today. And there's a very specific definition that we're using now that shows how words are changing in the middle of this coronavirus moment. The definition of a lockdown in the dictionary, number one, is confining prisoners to their cells, especially following misbehavior. Number two, a security measure taken during an emergency to prevent people from leaving or entering a building. So one of those is solitary, and the other one is security, and those things are scary. But the way we're using it today is a little different. And yes, this is a bill-written definition. Here's the way I think we're using it today. A stricter form of self-distancing imposed by a local or state government designed to help flatten the curve on the spread of a dangerous virus pandemic. That's the way we're using it today, and here's a sentence. A lockdown may be necessary to protect your family and society, but it's nothing to fear. Side note, if you're struggling with fear, make sure you check out Carmen's podcast, Off Air with Carmen. It's all about fear and anxiety. And join us for the 10-10 check-in coming up in just a few minutes on the Joy FM Facebook page and the Morning Cruise Instagram. Your big word of the day today is lockdown. This is the-